Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. By 1906, doctors were warning women about the liver-mashing hazards of tight corsets. Trendsetting models in Paris began calling them instruments of torture and promoted the bouncing health of a woman's unconfined body. Alternative undergarments and cures soon arrived. There's disagreement just how dangerous corsets really were, and in at least one case in Josephine County, Oregon, a corset saved a woman's life. In June of 1910, a Hugo woman discovered on her early morning walk with her dog that her rigid undergarment could double as a bulletproof vest. The Rogue River Courier reported that Mrs. W.H. Henry and two friends were headed to a cherry orchard when they were startled by gunfire. Mrs. Henry felt a thud and a slight burning sensation across her abdomen. The women quickly discovered that a young man with a .38 caliber cap and ball revolver had shot Mrs. Henry accidentally when firing at her dog. Mrs. Henry wasn't seriously hurt, but her daughters insisted she seek medical attention. Her doctor told her if it had not been for the peculiar circumstance of the ball striking a steel stay in her corset, it would have passed directly through her abdomen and undoubtedly caused death. Today's episode of As It was written by Linda Dempsher, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.